Now, it's 30 years today since the County Tyrone schoolgirl Arlene Arkinson disappeared. Arlene, who was only 15, went missing after a night out in Buncrana in County Donegal. She was last seen in a car driven by a man called Robert Howard. Howard, who was originally from County Laois, died in an English prison while serving a life sentence for the 2001 murder of another young girl, 14-year-old Hannah Williams. Despite extensive searches, Arlene Arkinson's body has never been found, but a coroner ruled that on the balance of probabilities, Howard was responsible for her death. Today, Arlene's family are holding a special vigil and unveiling a plaque in her memory. They're also calling for a public inquiry into the way her disappearance was handled. Des Doherty is the solicitor for the Arkinson family, and I asked him why they believed a public inquiry was needed.
Well, the state completely failed them. I mean, that's the first point. And it was a series of failures and effectively mistreatment of the family by the state. Because to put the case into context, when Arlene was murdered in 1994, the man who murdered her may have had that judicial confirmation in the inquest in 2021 was Robert Howard. And he was out on bail and should never have been released on bail in relation to very, very serious charges against another child. And he should never have been on bail, so Arlene should never have been murdered. So following Arlene's murder, Howard then wasn't properly dealt with. He wasn't arrested until almost 46, 47 days after the event. And after that, he obviously had time to dispose of all evidence and any possibilities that the police may have had to gather evidence. But after Arlene's death, he was then able to abscond to England. And then he murdered another child, a 14-year-old Hannah Williams, which again should never have happened. So Arlene's life should have been saved and Hannah Williams' life should have been saved. But the reason for that is a catalogue of failures by the police in their investigation procedures and failures by our judicial system here. The legal system really let the family down, and at one stage the finger of blame was pointed towards the family. And in these cases, when you look back, you're looking back to 1994, it's 30 years ago. You're applying the standards of today to 1994, and you think it was a lifetime away, but you know, for us it's not that far away. But even by those standards in 1994, the investigation and the legal process and the manner in which that family were treated was absolutely appalling.
Can I ask you about something said by a former police officer, a man who led the murder investigation into the death of Hannah Williams, who, as you said there, was also murdered by Robert Howard, in this case in 2001. He said he believed Howard was a low-level informant for the security forces. Are those claims that you have heard?
Well, one of the witnesses who gave evidence at the inquest, who was Howard's partner, before she was even questioned by us, she blurted out in the witness box, and it was quite a pivotal moment. She said, "We all knew that Howard was an informant. He portrayed all the classic signs," and she pointed all these out, that somebody who was unemployed, he always had money, and he always seemed to be with the police. Now, whether that is true or not, the inquest wouldn't have had the facility to investigate that. That wasn't the purpose of the inquest. That would be the purpose of a public inquiry. But it does seem rather bizarre and strange that a man who was charged with the most serious offences against another child was bailed. Because what happens then, at the time he killed Arlene, that he was out on bail? Because if you don't accept that he was an informant, you then fall into the trap of believing that the investigation by the police at the time was simply just crass, or it was negligent and it wasn't dealt with properly. And you're starting to shrug your shoulders and say, oh, well, it was just one of those times. That's the way it was in 1994. We were on the eve of the ceasefires, and that people forget that. And what I would say is that the investigating police officer at the time, a young constable, and I met him at the inquest for the first time, he was on to Howard as a suspect, and he did all due procedure properly, as a constable could do at the time. He took all that information then to CID, But once it went to CAD, it was just all blanked. The whole case fell apart. It went nowhere. It was just a complete shambles.
Is that then something that you think should be looked at?
It has to be looked at. There's absolutely no doubt about it, because any public inquiry is not just about the activities of Robert Howard, because that's all there as a matter of record, you know, both in Ireland and in Britain, because there's a catalogue of offences going back to the 1960s. And so the activities of Howard is one thing, but the activities of the RUC of the day at the time and their dealings with Howard and how they dealt with the case is another aspect. And then our legal system itself and how it dealt with the Arkansas family is another aspect. So it's not just about Howard. There's a bigger picture and a bigger time and how the CAD operated in that northwest region at the time.
Can I put to you what's been said by Naomi Long, the Minister for Justice? She said that while she has huge sympathy for the Arkansas family, she doesn't believe that a public inquiry is warranted in this case.
The inquest finished in July 2021. We met with the Justice Minister in November 2021, and she then made her decision. The only criticism I would make, if it is one, in haste, because what happened then is that Stormont collapsed in February 2022. And so we had nowhere to go. We had no one to challenge. We couldn't re-engage with her. We had to wait for Stormont to be reconvened. And that, again, is another problem in this case. It put the family again in another legal void where they had nowhere to go. So the family then made an emotional decision, I suppose, really, leading up to the 30th anniversary, not to take any further legal action or engage with the Justice Minister, to give her time to get settled in her new job again, I suppose, until after the 30th anniversary, which is today. And I think we will re-engage with the Justice Minister and go back, because since then as well, there have been a series of documentaries and a lot of absolutely fantastic investigative journalism. And also as well, you mentioned Colin Murray, who was the investigating officer in the Hannah Williams case in London, who's been particularly supportive of myself and the family. And he also as well will bring a further element, I believe, to the case in the case for a public inquiry.
And that was Des Doherty, who's the solicitor for the family of Arlene Arkansas, who disappeared after a night out in County Donegal 30 years ago today.